We're up to Perachaf Hey, Mishnah Vav. Kane Kelim, Vihog Nehem, Vioz Nehem, Vidoi Sakelim, Pamkablum, Kablum, Shnuffle Lame, Mashkin, Minagbon, Vihim Toirim. Okay, let's take a look at the picture right away, picture 759. We have a utensil, we have a yad, that's the handle, We have a base, a soft base, and we have over here the sif seh kelim. Oizen, what's the oizen? Oizen, that notice there are two parts, there's the yad and the oizen. First comes at the oizen, and out of the oizen comes the yad. Very complicated. You see the two different parts?
Yeah.
There are two parts. Oizen oizen akli. Ha oizen hi chalok, the oizen is chalok. Ha mechubur, smooth. Ha mechubur le kli asher b'soichoy. Markivim esayat hakli, which is markiv. What's markivim? You move. You have access. You markiv. You ride. Basically means you control. You exercise your authority over the utensil by using the oizen. Rambam perish on Mishnah Haraf Yad Akli. Okay, so we have the oizen of the yad. We have the sas akli, the rim. You see the rim? Oigen. Another word, we have an oigen, hakli, sofa, and a sefis, an additional lid, additional rim, hameateres, a sfas hakli, which beautifies, crowns, the sfas, the edge of the kli, because of the outside period. Then we have the kan hakli, the base, the bosses hakli, al pi rav, the teres yishol, kain hakli, the oignoi, the kain, the base, the oignoi, so the kain is the base, and the oigen is the top, the oigen is the top. That's the oigen. The oigen is the rim. Well, it's more than the rim. It's an additional piece. It's an additional piece of material that adorns, that is attached to the top of the kli. Oigen akli, the oignoi, the ozno. Oizen is the handle. Not the handle, but it's the yadoi. And then they actually are the kli. Einam kegof hakli. They're not part of the proper part of the utensil. Excuse me. If mash comes in contact, tame lo nitmo. If the mash comes upon them, lo nitmo, they do not become tame. Avol tzach le nagboy. You must wash it. Avol nitmo techakli tame velo nitmo. They become tame. Tame velo nitmo. Right. If nevelay mashke tame lo nitmo. If mash tame comes upon it, lo nitmo. Avotzach the nagboy, you have to mean nagboy. Avol imnitzma techakli harei elu tamei. But if the inside becomes tamei, then it becomes tamei. So therefore, it's basically sort of saying over here is that if tumah comes in contact with the base, the yad, the oizen, the oigen, then the utensil does not become tamei because it's called the achorayim, the outside. The only way these things can become tummy is if tumah goes into the inside. If the tumah goes in the inside, I'll nit me toich akli. The toich. You look like you're very tired.
Listen.
You need your coffee.
I couldn't eat it, but soon. It's going to happen. He's making it.
Who's making it?
Zaydel. His name is Zaydel.
Who's Zaydel?
Moshe Shimon.
A bocha.
Very fine man. Young man.
He's a bucha?
Bucha.
He's not married?
Not yet.
Gotta find him someone.
He's a good coffee maker.
Okay, so we have here the svasa kli, the yana kli, the oigen, the kli, so the rule is that if the tumma.
The oizen.
The oizen, the yad, the cane. If tumma comes in contact with any one of these items, the kli does not become tumma. It's like tumma coming in contact with the achorayim. The only time there's going to be tumma is when tumma comes in contact with the toich. When tumma becomes tumma, the tumma spreads, the tumma is not contained. When tumma comes in the outside, the tumma is contained in these outer portions. That is basically what it says in the picture. Then we have another picture over here. It's picture 6 in the Avol Echli She'en Lo Toich by Tvila. Kli she'ein loytech. We have a knife. We have the handle. We have the blade. Kli she'ein loytech. Shenafal mashke tamei al yad hakli. Kulei tamei. The entire kli becomes tamei. Okay. This kli has no toich. When one part becomes tamei, the entire part becomes tamei. So now let's go back to any more pictures. Picture. Let's go to another picture. Oh, the long Mishnah. Wow, so many pictures. No, not so many pictures. Really, the next picture. Okay. So that's it. That's the whole Mishnah.
Okay.
We're done. Kane Kalim. The Kane Kalim means the base.
Right.
Vihog Nehem. Ognehem is. What's Ognehem? We'll see. Over here, that's where Kane Kalim. Besisea Kalim, Lashon Vies Kane. Dimitagaminon, Vios Besise. Vihog Nehem. Kumoy Vihognehem. The word Vihognehem is make believe there's an Aleph instead of an Ayah. We can interchange an Aleph, the Hay for the Aleph. Yes?
Okay.
We can exchange the Hay for the Aleph. Kemoy the Ognehem Klemas Sif so it's same the rim. The Eugen. The Eugen. The Eugen. The Hognehem is the Eugen. Okay? Good?
Kane Kalim with
the base, this. Oh, that's called
else.
The Kane. No, that's the Kena Kli.
Oh, you're right.
Where have you been?
I've been to listening.
Kane Akalim. The Hognehem. Hognehem is this part.
Yeah.
The Oznehem is this part. Or Hognehem. The Hognehem is Kmoy V'Ognehem. Kolemar Sifsesem V'Oznehem. Malkam Shetoichavim Boi HaBesiyat. The place where you thrust the Besiyat. The Besiyat goes into the Oizen. HaMekablim Nevaita. The Vidois HaKelim. And the Yadois. The Yadois means this portion. Vidois HaKelim. Hamakablim and the utensils, which is mekabel hazatayich, shenaflu alehen mashkin, mashke tomei, fell upon any of the outside of these portions, minagvon, just dry you off. Take a towel, take a tissue.
Same term.
Rav.
Why is it the outside tomei though?
What? Because the outside is not mekabel tomei. That's the rule. The rule is that a clean is not mekabel tomei. Let's see the Oznehem, makom shesh v'amakablim, shesh tamtoich, minagbam v'imtoim, deloy chashivi hani, because these are not, because in Echnami, if we touch the outside, it will become tomei on the outside. But these portions are not even chashiv to be called the outside.
Wow.
These things are so insignificant. They're so insignificant. They're not even chashiv to be called an outside. You know what it's like? Minagban, the same time, the loy chashivi, kani chiba, these things are not called chashivi, lohavi tumma mashkin, these things are not called chadera chashivi. The loy chashivi, kani chiba, lohavi tumma tusa mashkin, lichli, sheyesh rabbeis kibbel, the sagi benigbe, it's enough just to dry it off. Ava, lichli, sheyen loy toich, but a kli, sheyen loy toich, boy tfila requires tfila, which basically means this type of utensil. This utensil has no toich. This utensil is flat. Okay? It's flat.
That's okay.
Mimela, when one part becomes tummy, you have to be told the entire part. Let's see. Shnafalem, mashkin, minagim, you dry them, heim, mitarim. Ushrakal, akalim, all the utensils. Shainim, yachim, kabu, remindim, krem, kabu, remindim, shainim, hamacharim, they have the acharayim, vatoich. Shnafalem, mashkin, al mikzase, kulay, tummy. The entire thing is something like we see over here in this part picture. Kli, next halacha. Okay, next halacha. Kli shenitma achayrav b'mashkin, a utensil shenitma achayrav b'mashkin. If the outside became tamei, then achayrav tameim. The outside is tamei, but toichai, the inside, the ognoi is the top portion, the oznoi, and this portion, the yadav tohirin. All of these things are tohirin. Okay, let's see over here. So if the aftum comes on the outside, it does not spread to the base, to all these things. The oignoi, the oznoi, the yadav tohirin. Rav, the oznoi, the yadav tohirin, avdoi rabbon behekera, kihechi de lo lisraif, alei alai truma bekodoshim. The reason why, since anyway, this halacha, that if the outside becomes tummy, it's purely a rabbinic enactment. Because if mashke comes in contact with the outside of the utensil, midat Torah, nothing happens. Everything is tar. The only reason why the outside is tummy is because the midrabon and they put tumah. So we are afraid that someone who, if truma comes in contact with the outside, you may mistakenly burn the truma. That is shloike din. The truma need not be burnt.
Okay.
So being that it's purely, it's in order, a person should be reminded that the tumah is only tumah midrabanan, and you should not burn truma. Therefore, they went out of the way to do unusual things to make sure you don't make that mistake. And therefore, they said only the outside becomes tumah, not the base, not the yad, not the oizen, not the oigen, in order to remind you that it's only your rabbinic tumah. Also, avdu rabban hekebe hekeira, ki yechid loy lishref alay truma v'kodashim v'davka, b'truma avdu hekeira. They only made this takana when it comes to truma. Avdu hekeira, aval, loy b'kadoshim. They only made this takan when it comes to truma, but not when it comes to kadoshim. Come on, later on in the parak. Okay, so it's only when it comes to truma. Now when it comes to kadoshim, they said the truma spreads to all the various parts.
So by kadoshim it does
spread.
One?
By kadoshim it does spread. By kadoshim, but by truma it does not. Okay, so let's see.
Truma's not kadoshim.
Truma's at the same level. Truma is not the same thing as Kodesh. Kodesh goes inside the Kodesh. It is based on Megdash. Truma is whole area of Yisrael is Truma. You don't know that? Truma has less Kodesh than Kodeshim? Kodeshim is Karbonos.
Certain things are more whole.
Kodeshim.
There's a Mishnah that says there's certain things that Kodeshim is more Chumra than.
Then Truma, there are things that are Truma more Kodesh. Kodesh can be redeemed. Truma can't be redeemed. Okay, that's in respect to redemption, but that's not respect to redemption. It's not in respect to the actual Kedusha. Actual Kedusha is sacred. But in this respect, it's more holy. So let's chaz what it says over in the Mishnah. The Kane Kalim, the base of the Kalim, the Hog Nehem, and the oigen, that's this part of the utensil, the oznehem, the oize, that's this part of the utensil, the dois hakelim, the hand of the kelim, hamakablim, of a utensil which is makabel, a utensil which is a receptacle, hamakablim, shnaf lalayim mashkin, liquid fill upon them, menagbun, all you have to do is to dry it off, a hand of it becomes tar. Other utensils, like this utensil over here, next, kli shnitma achoyrav b'mashkin, a kli which the outside came out with tumah achoyrav tumeim, but toichoy the ognoy the oznoy the yadav tohirin. If the utensil on the outside became tumah, the outside, but not the inside, not this, not this, not this, and not this. Nitma toichoy.
If tumah,
kulei tamei. If anything is tamei. Mishnah Zayin says. Call hakelim yesh lechem achorayim v'toyach. All utensils have an outside and inside. V'yesh lechem beis tzevia, and they have a beis. I know what that is in a moment. Nusach acher tzevita.
Can I interrupt, please? How about this?
You did it already.
But this doesn't have an achorayim.
Well, we're going to learn. Let's see what it says.
It's call hakelim yesh lechem achorayim.
Well, let's see. Call hakelim to a normal utensil. Call hakelim which have an inside. Kol hakelim which have an inside. We're dealing with the utensil which has an inside.
Okay, so please be.
Kol hakelim yesh lechem achorayim an outside tach an inside yesh lechem beis tzevia. We'll see what that means in a moment. Nusach acher tzevita. Rabbi Tarfonoi Mer la reva gedoyla shalates. And a very large basin of wood. Rabbi Akiva Mer li choisoyse means utensils. Rabbi Meir Mer liyadayim hat neyoyts ve hat hoyoyts. Omar Rebbe Yosi Liam Ella Liadim Hatahiros Bilvot. Okay, now let's go through all the pictures very quickly. A beis tzevia. So what's a beis tzevita? It means a hole. Okay, a beis tzevia. Kishud. What does it mean? Shaka b'kli lahaknis b'sochei etzboi la'echei zboi etzakli. That's how you hold it. You see, what you do is you make a hole. You make a hole over here in the utensil. That way, you can lift the utensil up. Only problem is, if you put a hole, what's going to happen to all the coffee? It's going to spill out. So maybe make a hole on top over here. Make a hole on top over here so you're able to move the cup around. Okay? So today, that's called the Beis Tzevita. Shaka b'chli l'haknis b'sechi etzpay l'echoiz esakli to hold the utensil. Kishnitma Beis Tzevita.
That's why he's doing it, so he should be able to
move it around. Yeah, to move it around. Kishnitma Beis Tzevita b'mashka loy nitma achori hakli. If the Beis Tzevita becomes tummy liquid, if tummy liquid makes contact with the Beis Tzevita, the entire utensil does not become tummy. The tumma is contained. Is that clear?
Contained to the outside.
Contained to nowhere. Look what it says. Kishnitma beis hatzvita b'mashke loy nitmu achor yakli. The utensil does not become tamei. Kishnitma achor yakli loy nitmu beis hatzvita. Independent. If the outside becomes tamei.
How does this become? Just
liquid. You take a little applicator and you apply a little mashke that's tamei on that portion of the utensil. When the tumah makes contact with that little portion of the utensil, the rest of the utensil does not become tamei. The tumah is contained to that little portion. If tumah comes contact with the outside utensil, tumah does not spread to the beis hatzvita. The two different things maintain their independence. When one becomes tamei, the other does not become tamei. Got it?
Got it.
So the beis hatzvita, we have the achor yakli. Now we have over here beis hatzvita achor yakli nechshavim lemekomos chalukim zemizeh. They are considered independent sections, one of another. The Yimnitma, Echad Loiditma, Hachare, one becomes someone, not the other one. So Amam, Loyalchol Dover Hain, Enim Chalukim, Amam. Loyalchol Dover Hain, Achain Chalukim, Zemizel, Lefi, Shepa Amim, She Anu, Gojrim, Alatuma, She Noga, Bebes, Hatsvita, Kiilu Gam Noga, Beacharia Kli, the Imkain Kol, Acharia Kli, Nidoidim, Kitmeim. V'chein Lebuch, there are exceptions to this rule. Sometimes when the outside becomes tummy, the base hatzvita becomes tummy as well. And sometimes the base hatzvita becomes tummy, the outside becomes tummy as well. V'yoid gezeira gozhuba, there's another enactment that was established. Im yesh mashke tummy, the base hatzvita. If there's mashke tummy in the base hatzvita, v'noga kikar tohar, and mekadu v'bikiko tohar, v'achoria kli, v'mokim nogoiv, Shalpidin lo did ma kikar lufish ein kli shnit ma b'mashket mit ham oichel v'anu goyishim kli unoga kikar b'mokoyim ha-mashke v'nit ma v'gzera v'yem shachamish no yispa mosa v'poyel cholk ma'choria kli m'beis ha-tzvita z'mizeh. Okay, we're going to see later on it's not so simple exactly when we say tumah goes to one point, not the other part, so we'll leave with that. Okay, let's go to the next picture. Next picture we have a little here, we have a very large areva. We have a very large areva, we have a base tzivita. And we tie for the rock, the areva, gedoli, yeshel eight, nikkur, mekoim base tzivita, mekabokim different, meachor yakli. Ulchein rock, the areva, zu yesh hefresh, bein base tzivita, lechor yakli. Vadaim lo in this part, the yez oif, and yesh hefresh, bein him. Okay, so he's thinking of a very big yisoid. In this situation, we're going to the machlek, it's going to Ramandi Yamar, this little hole is insignificant since the utensil is so small. It's so small.
Okay.
You can't differentiate between the outside of the utensil and the base tzvita. Each one is going to be, they're going to be all merged into one concept. If tumah comes in contact with the base tzvita, the tumah automatically spreads to the outside. The outside to the base tzvita. The only time we can differentiate between the base, we can give this chashivas, and we can say that the base tzvita is an independent entity. It's only in a larger utensil.
So you were telling me before that it does have.
So I just tell you that this is a different opinion. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi comes to disagree. Rabbi Yossi is saying, Enochanami, I agree to you that theoretically, there should be a difference between the base tzvita and the utensil itself. But that's only true when you're dealing with larger utensils. And when you say larger, we mean very large. We mean it'll be like this utensil, so it'll be this massive thing. This massive thing, very big arev, and we have base, that's what we're going to differentiate between the base tzvita and the larger utensil. But when you're dealing with a very small utensil, a clean utensil, and you have over here just this and this, then we're not going to differentiate between the two. Got it?
Yeah.
Clear?
As a bell.
Okay. That's what Ritarfin says. Now we come to the third picture. Beit Svita. We are back to the regular picture. L'Rabbi Akiva. Gam b'koysos sh'yei shefesh bein beit ha-svita l'achor yakli. When it comes to koysos, when it comes to utensils, there's also a difference. Right?
We're going back to Tanakhama before?
Seemingly yes. I don't know. We have to do the mission again. But seemingly yes. Let's assume the answer is yes. So Rabbi Akiva. So he's now coming to differentiate between the Tanakama and Rekiva. According to the Tanakama, there's no difference. Any Kli, which is a Svita, there's always going to be a difference between the Svita and the Lachar Yakli. Okay, next picture. Yadayim Hatmeos. It's over nothing, nothing different. Just think of there's a difference. He's saying every single year. Tanakhama and Rekiva. Rekiva.
So there is a difference then? He's chaylik.
Rabbi Akiva says there's koisos. Only by koisos there's a difference between the base tzvita. This is not a kois, this is a kli. There's something called a kois and something called a kli. A kois, Rabbi Akiva agrees, there's a difference between the base tzvita and the regular utensil. But a regular utensil, then there is no difference.
So there's something in between the
Yes.
This one?
According to Tanakhama.
In between.
Right. Every single utensil in the world, without exception, there's a chilek between the base hatzvita and the acharya kli. According to Rabbi Tarfon, only in areva gedoyla do we differentiate. And according to Rabbi Akiva, only from koisos and up.
Yeah.
To the exclusion of utensils that are less significant than a kois.
Okay,
so there are three different opinions.
Okay, that's what's...
Three opinions. Okay? They're going to be Tanakhama, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. According to Tanakhama, all utensils. According to Rabbi Tarfon, only extremely large utensils. According to Rabbi Akiva, anything from Koisai and up. In between. Also. Now I have another picture.
We have a new mandama. We have Rabbi Meir.
No, we have a Meir. We got a Meir. Oh, a Meir. Okay. Now we come to the Yodos. This picture, six. Now I have another picture. Two more pictures. Then we do the Mishnah. We have here a very large utensil, obviously.
This is after we've made.
Okay, we're going to see. Let's see the picture. Then we'll come to the Yosef. Now we're going to explain all these concepts. And then we will go back and understand the Mishnah. Okay, so let's understand these concepts. We have here, obviously, very large utensil. Yidayim, shnitbu, b'mashke, harihein, t'mes, t'mas, sheni, v'inim, v'tam, kelim, av, v'tam, v'smashke, v'oysim, v'sarishan, v'hu, v'tam, v'kem. You know that principle. Liquid, a hand. A hand is a sheni. Okay, can a sheni make something tame? Can a sheni make a utensil tame?
No.
A utensil can never become tame. A utensil that's chulin cannot become more than a sheni. The sheni is where tumor for chulin stops. Truma can become a shlishi. Kadoshim can become a revi. But when it comes to utensils are a chulin. Utensil cannot become more than a sheni. Good?
Mm-hmm.
So here we have, but now what about, let's say liquid, we have over here, yodayim, shenitu, b'mashkim, harihim, t'meis, tumas, sheni. You have a yad, a hand that can kind of with liquid is a reshine, so this hand becomes a sheni. Ve'enim, metamos, kalim. It's impossible, a hand can no longer be a metamos utensil. Aval, however, metamos, mashkim, but the chum with a kandir rabbanon, that a yad, that is a sheni, can be metam and mashkim. Are you aware of that?
Yep.
That a hand that is a sheni, if it comes in contact with the liquid now becomes a reshain. And a reshain now can in turn be metame the utensil. So we have a yad is a sheni, it comes in contact with the liquid, it's a gezer de rabbanon, that when a sheni, that's a sheni, a yad, that comes in contact with liquid becomes a reshain, the liquid goes up a madrega, it's a tekan de rabbanon, the liquid goes up a madrega, becomes a reshain, and now that region has the capacity to be metame the utensil, to make the utensil into a sheni. Good? So here we have a situation. We have yad, tama, noga, bebez, hatzbita. The yad was put into the hole.
Okay.
Okay? You know, like a cardboard box? They have hand holes.
Hand,
right. So you'd be able to put your hand inside. So this is not a new concept. They did not invent this in this generation. This was already done 2,000 years ago. Nothing's new. So they had earthenware utensils and they have holes. And they don't utensils. So you're able to put your hand inside to pick it up.
Right.
So let's say there's some moisture stuck in there. Mashketar. Yat mea noigas bebesat svita. Mashketar. Imtiga hayad b'mashke, yitma mashke, v'yitma chorek leaf. While you're doing this, if your hand touches the mashke, and the mashke touches the outside of the utensil, the whole outside becomes tame. That we learned already. Beis hatzvita, nog of its dry, v'hayad in a mitama mikradin, the yad is not mitama mikradin. Now, let's, Rabbi Yossi, here comes the very big chiddush Rabbi Yossi. Le Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Gozual maga ya yodai ki ilu noga bechori hakli mokem mashke. Vinit mekori Rabbi Yossi gozual maga al maga yodai ki ilu noga bechori hakli mokem mashke. Vinit mekol achori hakli ludas hakol gozu shafilu noga bechori hakli mokem nogov ki ilu noga mokem hamashke. Vinit mekori hakli Rabbi Meir. One more time. It's a hard concept. Rabbi Yossi, Gozru al Maga Yodoi ki ilu noga b'achori hakli v'mokim mashke. In the place of mashke, v'nitmu kol achori hakli uldas hakol Gozru shafilu noga b'achori hakli v'mokim noga. In a dry place, ki ilu noga b'mokim mashke v'nitmu achori hakli. Rabbi Meir, choluk beis hatzvita b'achori hakli. V'hayad noga b'beis hatzvita hanoga v'loi nitmosoi. Okay, so what he seems to be saying over here is, okay, let's read more pictures, we'll get a better idea, then we'll come back to get a better picture, appreciation of what's going on. It's very complicated. Yad Tumeya V'Alecha Mashka Tefeach. In this situation, the hand is Tame, and upon the hand is liquid. Hayad hatmeya mitame mashke sholecha, the mashke mitame is based at sweet. That's poshut. Im hoyts hayad nagas beachori hakli, he nitma achori hakli, mitame es hamashke sholecha. in Hoysa Yad Nagas Bechariakli, Hoya Nitma Chariakli, Matama S. Hamashke Shalov. In my Yoysa Yad Nagas Bechariakli, Hoya Nitma Bechariakli, I know the means of there. Rabbi Yossi, Gozho Magi Yodoy, Al Magi Yodoy, Ki Ilu Noga Bechariakli, Vinitma Kola Chariakli, of Mayor. Choluk beis hatzita lechari akli v'nit merak beis hatzita lechari akli tohar mashka ashal gabi nishar tohar. We have to see that more later on. I don't know what that means. We have to see what's going on here. Mashka tamei hamashka metame es beis hatzita v'das hakoyol gozhu tumo agam al achari akli v'gam hamashka ashal achari akli nitma afil we made the inchiluk bein beis hatzita lechari akli ella b'shnei lefanim hakoydim. Ya tema nagav shnagav beis hatzita nagav mashka shalyan atzutim beis beis hatzita yach loy es achori akli shaloy yekil lechalik bin beis hatzita lechori akli elu liyadayim bolvad. Okay, one more. Kli shnitma b'mashka eina metam es hayadayim avu metam b'mashka v'hamashka metam es hayad nitma achori akli b'mashka tamei beis hatzita Hayat tohira, the mashke sholeha toho. The yad is tohira, and the mashke sholeha is tar. And tiga yad tohira b'kshiyesh alecha mashke b'achari hakli. Nitma mashke v'yasu itam es hayad. Hayad nagas beis hatzvita. This is very hard. Never had such a hard mission before. Lagazu al yad tohira ki ilu naga b'achari akli v'amashke tohira v'yad tohira v'zeh beis hatzvita liyadayim tohira sh'choluk ben hatzvita b'achari akli linyin tumas yadayim kosov rosh rav yoisi yakili v'yadayim tohira v'loi b'tumeus alright okay tzad that's really the next mission. Okay, understand? Simple? Now we have basic foundation. Okay, now we can learn the Mishnah. Make figure what's going on here. Kol keilim yesh la machane betech. V'yesh la beis tzvi tzviya. Beis tzvi. What is beis hatzvi ta? With a tes. Is it an ayin or is it a tes? Okay. Beis hatzvi ta garsinan. Mokom shoich hazem akli kishemoshitin oso mizel lezeh. When you pass them around, you put your finger, either put your finger in, you put your hand in, right? You put your finger in, put your hand in. Lashon vayitzpat lo kali. Arus, he handed her, vayitzpat lo, he handed her kali. Okay, vayitzpat. Lashon tzivita, he handed her some toasted kernels of grain.
Right.
Shepirusho vayoshet. V'yis tegarsi beis hatzvi'o with an ayin. Mokom she'oichazem bay bi etzba'oi, so it means you hold it with your finger. Etzba, etzba ki etzba Elohim hi, it is the finger of the Ribbono shel Olam. Okay. V'yeish lachem beis hatzvita she'im nitmu achoyrav beis hatzvita tor, v'nitmu beis hatzvita achoyrav tor. Okay, so far so good. According to Tanakama, we did this part of it. This part was the easy part. According to Tanakama, this and this are independent. If this becomes Tamei, this does not become Tamei. If this becomes Tamei, this does not become Tamei. Okay? That's what it says in the Mishnah, according to Tanakama. Independent. However, then we come to the second opinion of Rabbi Tarif. Rabbi Tarif says, no, they're not independent. If this becomes Tamei, this becomes Tamei, vice versa.
It depends.
The only time the son, Areva Gidoyla Shalates. Yesh la beis tzvita, aval ushar kelim lo. Why is areva gedol yesh hefesh ben beis tzvita leacharayim? Shem yesh mashkin b'achoriyach areva. This mashkin, the answer of the areva, the yod of tomatoes, and your hands are tomatoes. Now here we're already going, coming into the next part, which is very critical to understand this part of the mission, which is very important. Shem yesh mashkin b'achoriyach areva. There's liquid on the outside, you have tomatoes. Oiches b'beis hatzvita. You don't want to contaminate the pot, the areva, so put your fingers into the holder. Okay, it's gevaldik. This is for now. You see, now that we know What's coming, this is a very important part of the Mishnah. Because basically we're saying you have to get this very big areva, right?
The back is
and it's wet. It's not tummy, it's wet. It's tar.
It's wet. But if I put
it's wet. And my hands are tummy. If I'm going to go touch the areva, what am I going to do to the areva? Tummy. So how can I protect the areva from coming covered with wet? Put it in the hole. So the hole's dry. So I put my hands are tummy, and the hole is dry. So I'm putting my hands in the hole. I'm not going to contaminate the areva, even though the outside of the areva is wet.
Correct.
Okay, even though it's wet, I'm not going to contaminate the outside of the areva. That's what it says. This is foreshadowing. Maybe we should say that if I put my hands in the hole, even though it's my hands are dry and the hole is dry, we should make a gzera. Since the outside is wet, we should make a gzera and say everything becomes tamei. No, Chazal did not make a gzera. Okay, the outside is wet. My hands are tamei. Just be careful. Don't put your hands on the liquid that's tamei. Put your hands in the hole and everything is going to be okay. Shalom al Yisrael. Good?
Mosek midvash.
Okay, next. Rabbi Akiva says, L'chosis. He holds not only, Ritarfan says, only very large, but not when it comes to small. Rabbi Akiva says, no, make a pshar in the middle. Even
Chosis.
Okay, now we come. Now we come to Rabbi Meir. Now we come into the very difficult portion of the Mishnah.
Correct.
And the Meir says, Meir, Liodayim hatmeyos vehatahoyos. What does that mean? What does that mean, Meir? Liodayim hatmeyos vehatahoyos. Yesh hefresh. Bein beis hatzvita le'acharayim. There's a difference between the beis hatzvita le'acharayim liodayim hatmeyos. Liodayim hatmeyos. Kedepriches. Ula tohoyos. Kedmefarish lekamon keitzad. Kedmefarish lekamon keitzad. There's a difference, as will be explained in the future. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lidayim Tohoros. Us, you know what? We don't have to worry about this. Because the next mission is going to explain what this means. Ketzat. Here he explains. Okay, everything now in Mishnah is going to explain is now coming to explain the difference. Ketzat. Hi Yod of Tohoros. See, the Mishnah explains. Hi Yod of Tohoros. Yod of Tohoros. Right. Yesh Hefresh, Bezachiz Lacharayim. Yilos atmeos kedepriches.
Where may Rabbi Yosi say?
Okay, we're going to see. Let's see. Yesh hafresh ben beit hatzvita lacharayim liyodayim hatmeos atmeos kedepriches ulutohayros ones that are tar kedebefarish lekamon ketsar. Rabbi Yosi savar liyodayim tohayros bilvad avul loychashinon avudam atmeos chashin lahalachat hanakamah kedepriches. Rabbi Yosi, let's see ketsad. How yod of Taurus? Now we have the Taurus. Let's hear that you have the Taurus. The Achariakli Temeim. Okay, so now there's a new case. Until now, what did we learn in the previous case?
Okay.
Previous case, we learned that let's say your hands are Tame.
Right.
Your hands are Tame.
Right.
And the outside of the utensil is?
Tame.
No.
Wet.
Besides wet, what's the status?
Tar.
The outside of the utensil is Tar. And your hands are?
Tummy.
Hands are tummy.
Correct.
And the outside is tar.
Correct.
So what is the concern?
That it's going to
be. If you make contact with the utensil, you will contaminate the utensil.
Correct.
So, but the only way you can contaminate the utensil is only if there's a medium of
water.
Liquid. So, can you be careful not to come in contact with the liquid? Well, it depends.
Have
those holes, especially in the large one. So there, that was the case of tameos. Your hands are tameos, and the utensil is tar. Now let's go the other way around. Let's say the utensil is tame, and your hands are tar. When you make contact with the utensil, do your hands become tame? Okay, let's say after you finish making contact with this utensil, you want to go into the house and you want to touch truma. Okay. Well, you contaminate the truma. So now we want to figure out a situation, does the tumah spread in the opposite direction? Will the tumah go from the utensil to your hands through the medium of water, of liquid? Okay?
Yeah. I heard you.
That's the question.
That's what Meir's question?
That's the question. Ketzad. How you yodav to hoyos? Now it's the opposite.
Meir and Rabbi Yossi, we threw out the window.
We're done with them. We're done with them.
Okay, we're done?
We've been there, done that.
Okay.
Now we're going into a new situation.
Okay.
Ketzad. How you yodav to hoyos? Your hands are tar.
Yeah.
The achori akoy is tamim. The outside is tamay.
Good.
Achozoi bebeis hatzvita. You put your hand in the beis hatzvita. Eina choyshe shem nitbu yado biachori hakoyis. You don't have to worry. It was the outside. Remember, we're going now. Let's assume we're doing a bit nareva. And what do we learn nareva? Everyone agrees. Less man the pollock. There's not even one tana that holds that the two are the same. If the outside is tame, the beis hatzvita is
tar.
So now the utensil is tame. And it's wet. And I'm putting my hands on the inside. And my hands are tohar. Do my hands become tame?
No.
Kate said, "How you yodah tohiros? How you akoyis tameim? Achazoy bebeis tziviyaso." I put my hands inside the hole.
Yeah.
Ain't a choyshesh. Nothing to worry about. Shemanit miyodah beachori hakoyis. Nothing to worry about.
Good.
How you shoyse bekoyis? Let's say I was drinking. The koyish achoyav tameim, ain't a choyshesh. Shema nitmu hamashka shebepiv beachori hakoyis. Maybe shema nitmu hamashka. Maybe the mashka.
It's going to hit the back of the koyis.
Shema nitmu hamashka, the mashka.
Yeah,
shebepiv.
It'll hit the achori hakoyis when you drink.
Beachori hakoyis v'chazar v'timi hakoyis.
I'm not worried about that.
And inside, maybe the mashka that's on the bepiv will touch the outside of the kois, and then go back b'chaza v'timei hakois, the kois itself. Right. Not to worry about that.
No.
Kumkum shuhu martiach, kumkum shu martiach. That's boiling. Ein echoy she shema yatzu mashka mitoychay v'nagu b'chayav v'chazul soychay. We don't have to worry about that either. Okay, so what's all this about? What's all these pictures about then? I don't understand. It was very simple. So what's all these pictures about? Why was there such a big deal with all these pictures?
Because he likes making pictures. To make it clearer.
Loi amu ella beis bilvad. Ketzad. Hayu yada tohiros v'achori hakoyis tameim. Your hands were tohiros. V'achori hakoyis tameim. Achaz beis hatzvita. Ein achayish. Shema nitmu yada b'achori hakoyis. Hayu yada tohiros v'achoyis achayav tameim. You drink v'achoyis achayav tameim. Ain't a choyish shema nit mahamashka shebechori hakoyis v'chaz v'timei hakoyish kumgum shumartiach. Ain't a choyish shema yotzu mashka mitoch v'nagu v'chaz v'chaz v'chaz. Okay, simple. So what's all these pictures? What are these pictures here?
I don't know.
Now we have to stop here. We have to do this again tomorrow. It's almost a quarter. I have to daven. I haven't daven psuk the zimra in decades.
At least 22.
Yodayim shenitmu b'mashke. Let's review this picture. Okay, yodayim shenitmu b'mashke harehin utmeos tuma. This was the previous case. Okay, yodayim shenitmu b'mashke harehin utmeos tumas sheni. Ve'ena mitamos kelim avol mitamos mashke ve'oisim ha'osarishon v'chu mitamek. We learned this. Fine, this is simple. Your hands are sheni. Yad Toma Nagos Bebes Hatzvita Bebes Hatzvita Nagof Yad Eina Metameo Mikra Din Emtiga Hayad Bemashke Yitma Hamashke Yitma correctly. So therefore this is the case in the Mishnah. Don't worry about it in this case. If your hands are Tame, if your hands are Tame, you have permission to insert your hands into the holes and to move around the utensil, and the utensil remains Tohar. And we trust you that you're not going to come in contact with the liquid. This is the first case. Yeah? In the first case, the utensil is what? In the first case, the utensil is what? It's tohar. this case, what is the utensil? What is the utensil? Tomei or tar?
Tomei.
No. No. Tar. What are your hands?
Tomei.
Tomei. Is the mashka on the utensil?
Yeah.
Where?
Outside.
Over here. Am I allowed to put my hands in the hole and move around the utensil?
Yes.
But my hands are tamei. Will my hands contaminate the utensil?
No.
No. But if my hands come in contact with the liquid,
will.
It will contaminate the utensil.
Yeah.
Can I be trusted
yes.
to move the utensil
yes.
with hands that are tamei
yes.
and not contaminated
yes.
via coming in contact with the liquid?
Yes.
Yes. That's all it says in this picture. This picture, it shows you have a utensil. The utensil is tahar. You have mashka. The mashka is tahar. My hands are the culprit.
Yeah.
Can I be trusted to put my hands in there and not touch this?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Sure.
Okay. Now we go to the new case. The new case is, let's say my hands are wet. Yatameya ve'olecha mashka tefeach. Hayatameya ve'tame mashka. Sholecha ve'mashka metameya skebeisa v'tzita. Of course, it's going to contaminate the whole utensil. Em hoysa yad nogas b'achari ha'kli. Hoya nitma achari ha'kli metameya sa mashka shol. Okay, so this is posh. There's no chiddush over here. Mashka tamei. Hamashka ve'tame espeisa v'tzita. There's no question about it. That's a call. Gozu tomo gam al achari ha'kli. The gam hamashka shall achari ha'kli nitma. Pashut. Okay. Now in this case, the opposite. In this case, we have nitma achari ha'kli. It's pumfakert. Mamish pumfakert. In this case, the utensil is already tame. But the base had svita. Star. Can I put my hands inside?
In this case, the hands are tame.
Put my carrot.
Right. And the case.
No. The hands are tar. Tar.
Tame.
Tar.
Before they were tar.
That was the first case.
Right.
Wait, the first case was the hands are tame. No. The first case. Everything
first
was
case.
Tar. The hands were tame. In the first
tar.
Case. The utensil was tar.
Oh, yeah?
In the first case, the utensil was tar. My hands are tame.
Okay. Now the keli is tame.
Now the keli is tame. And my hands are tar. Can I put my hands in
yeah.
inside? Yes. But if my hands are wet, what's the concern?
It's going to make the yacharayim.
No, the liquid's going to become tame from the utensil.
Right.
And then will make my hands tame.
Right.
So can I put wet hands into the base hatzvita?
Of course.
No, you can.
Yeah.
Because the base hatzvita. Well, that's what we're going to see now. The base, look, the utensil in this case, the utensil is tamei. My hands are?
Also tamei, you see.
In this case, hands are tahar.
Okay.
In this case, my hands are tahar. And my hands are also?
That's it. Another third case?
No, there's only two cases.
Okay.
In this case, what is the utensil? The utensil is tamei. The utensil is tame. It's saturated with tum.
Okay.
What are my hands?
Tar.
What's on my hands?
Wet water.
Okay. If I so normally if I touch if my hands touch the utensil that's tame, do I become tame? No. The utensil has no ability to contaminate the human being.
Okay.
I'm bulletproof. But if my hands are wet.
Then it becomes tummy.
Then through the liquid, because the utensil contaminates the liquid, the liquid contaminates me. Can I put my hands in the holes?
Not if it's wet.
Why not? The hole is no shaykhus to the utensil. That's what it says over here. Kli, shenitma b'mashke, eino b'tameh seyadayim. If the kli is tummy, kuzun tehet, can't contaminate me, because the kli can't contaminate me, eino b'tameh seyadayim, avu b'tameh b'mashke, b'mashke seyadayim. Now, here's the shayla. Can I put my hands in the base hatzvita? Tar. Just because the utensil is tummy, there's no effect on the base hatzvita. The base hatzvita remains tar. Hayat tahayra. The mashka shalach ha-ta'ah. But it's a dangerous situation now. I'm putting my wet hands into the base hatzvita. Imtiga yat tahayra shiyeh shalach ha-mashka v'acharei ha-kli. Nitme ha-mashka. But let's say that's all. That's the outside. But let's say so. Yeah, no, guess what? It's a tzvita. Loi gozral yad to chayra kilu naga bechari akli. The mashke tovei yad. It's mutter. Unbelievable. That's how far it goes.
You can put your hands in there, it's not become tummy.
Even if my hands are wet.
Because it's shy.
Because the base hot sphita as it is independent. The base hot sphita is independent. Okay, we're going to do this again tomorrow. I think we have more clarity.
You got it?
Got it.